Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the time is 11:06. The pet experts are in the building, and it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Pruse.
Good morning, pet keepers and animal lovers of all ages. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, and I'm here with my pet expert co-host, Rick Pruse. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Lee.
Rick, before we get started this week, we need to share with our listeners our contact information. The email address for the show is mmpets@1320wils.com. And if you want to go back and hear one of our previous shows, you can do that by going to our website at www.1320wils.com. And clicking on the Pet Show banner. And as we've been announcing the last couple of weeks, Rick, we are on Facebook and we are on Twitter. So if people want to keep up and tweet with us or see our Facebook page, they're welcome to join us.
And you would think a guy that runs a pet store would figure out the tweets, you know, certainly with the bird connection and all. But when I figure out the tweets, we're going to be tweeting together.
Well, Rick, I can sure understand that because as a radio guy, sometimes the technology takes the best of all of us. But one of the good things about Facebook is that if you want to submit for Rick's picks, that's a great place where you can send us because we've seen all kinds of great photos and some stories. And we've had a number of people who have joined us on our Facebook page. So it is a great way to get that in. And the good news is, Rick, if I'm understanding, we got a picture that came in this week that reached the level of standard to where it's made Rick's first pick. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I'm going to just say that again. Yeah, that's right. Angela Crouch from Lansing sent in a beautiful picture of her interacting with her spaniel. And it's a beautiful interaction pose of the dog at its level and her down at the dog's level just kind of, you know, giving the kisses.
Well,
and it's adorable.
Yeah, it is a very cute picture. And I've got to say, I think that a lot of times people have that kind of interactions with their dogs, but they don't always let everybody know about it. But I'm sure that is the way a lot of people feel and the love that they have for their pets. So congratulations to Angela. She is the winner of Rick's Picks and gets a $20 gift certificate that'll be mailed out to her to Prue's Pets in Old Town. So that's great. And we just want to encourage all of you to please submit your stories or your pictures that really personify your relationship with your pets, because what that will do is create not just an adorable picture for everybody to see on Facebook, but it also goes through and helps people locally understand how important pets are. And that's what we're trying to do with that.
Yeah, that's exactly what this whole Facebook, Twitter can do for us is let's build this pet community. Let's talk about the relationships that we have with our pets, and let's really see that there is an emotional level right here in Lansing that the passion that we have for our animals. So,
well, and again, whether you submit it through Facebook or by sending us an email, we want to encourage you because we have lots of sponsors to this show and they've all contributed different gift items for the different listeners to be able to participate. So you can win some really cool free stuff that's affiliated with your pets just by submitting something to Rick's Pick. So congratulations to Angela. Rick, on this week's show, we need to really talk about the subject a little bit because I think it's a really neat idea for people to think about. And we're going to talk about the value of aquariums and fish tanks and some of the benefits that they have that some people really just don't think about. Some of the health benefits that you can get by having one, some of the educational benefits that you can have by having one, as well as being really beautiful decorative pieces that people can bring into their home. And I know that that's really your passion when it comes to the Pruse Empire. I've always known you to really be the fish guy, and your saltwater fish and your reefs that you have in your store are really unprecedented. I just don't know if I've ever seen another store that has the quality and the quantity of fish that you offer.
Yeah, and it's just an ongoing process from back 28 years ago till now. It's just a journey that we're on, and that journey is just working with the people that are out there wanting to have a place to go, and we just feel where they're at, what they are, and what they're asking for. And you refer to it as an empire. It's nothing like that, but it is a journey, and it started out small, and as people became successful, we became successful, and we've footholded our experience in the pet community on that experience, on that success level that people see. I wanted to talk a little bit today about some of the different events that have occurred that kind of brought the idea of this show together. And one event was an experience we had with the Okemos Post Office.